Now, what has Shakespeare got to do with Islam? If you go to London's Globe Theatre next week, you'll find out. For as part of Islam Awareness Week, the leading American Muslim, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, is giving two lectures on Mr. W.S., one of which is entitled Sufi Reflections on the Shakespearean Sonnet. Sheikh Hamza, an American convert to Islam, is seen as one of the most influential and outspoken figures in Islam in the Western world today. I talked to him ahead of his trip to the UK and asked what he thought were the biggest challenges facing Islam.
I think, unfortunately, Islam and terrorism are almost synonymous terms. So that's a real serious concern for all of us living in the West, is that our religion is now associated almost automatically with something that everybody has a natural disgust and aversion to.
Now, here in Western Europe, we have a number of very highly publicized cases of the conflict between some militant Muslims and, one might say, some perhaps extremists in the defense of free speech. Either way, it's a very difficult situation at the moment in Holland, and of course there are troubles in France as well with the wearing or the non-wearing now of the hijab and so on. It seems to some people as if the relationship between Muslims and, if not Christians, certainly those who live in a Western liberal society, that relationship is getting worse. Do you think it is?
Well, I think in some ways it is getting worse. In other ways, I think that there are signs of hope, because a lot of these issues that have been under the surface now are coming to the surface. I mean, certainly what happened with Theo van Gogh is an example of, you know, a total lack of awareness in terms of first of all, the responsibilities that go with free speech, and also just simply the sensibilities of other peoples. One of the things that we do in the United States is, you know, we have a lot of cultural sensitivity training that goes on in corporations, in schools, in institutions, and there's a lot of people that resist that and don't like the type of political correctness that goes with that. But in pluralistic, multicultural societies, there are very, very sound reasons for having these things. And there are many ways that one can speak freely. Nietzsche said that it's generally not what's said that creates enemies, it's how it's said. And there's an immense amount of truth in that.
You don't believe that there is an inevitable conflict between Islam and what we see as a Western liberal democracy, that in the end all Muslims have to be ultimately committed to a theocratic state in which all can live at peace, but they have to accept that. In other words, the liberal democracy is simply un-Muslim.
Those who have migrated, then they're obliged to simply obey the rules of the land that they migrated to, even by Islamic law. Now, in terms of Muslim lands, one of the problems is that Muslims feel, and I think justifiably, that certain values and principles are being shoved down their throats. Now, I've lived in Muslim countries. I spent over 10 years in the Arab world, and I would say there's a lot that needs to be desired. I would say the same is true in most of our countries as well. But that doesn't mean that we have a right to kind of go and tell them how they're going to live their lives.
Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who will be helping launch Islam Awareness Week at London's Globe Theatre on Monday.